Happy New Year to all the Huat Kueh. Here I wish everyone a happy Huat-tastic New Year and wish you all happiness and joy. Today I'm going to talk about Ori.
I love you 3,000.
That's crazy.
Can you buy Ori at 3,000 per square feet and be a giant Huat Kueh, or are you the Cai Tao? In this video, you'll be learning if you buy high floor at this kind of per square feet, will you make money? Or should you choose a bigger unit at a lower floor? After you learn this, then you will know how to choose a new launch unit like a pro. Like a pro means make money one nah, not like a pro anyhow choose and lose money. Ori is potentially one of my top 3 new launches in 2025. And even I give such a good scoring, doesn't mean all the units are there for you to invest. Because there is always a sweet spot for every unit type. Like example, 1 beta should buy at this price, 2 bed 1 bath, don't buy. 2 bed 2 bath at this price, 3 beta shouldn't cross at this price, things like that. And because I don't recommend my people to buy 1 beta and 2 beta 1 bath and below, and because of that, I don't know there's units selling at 3,000 per square feet. First of all, Ori is in City Fringe, this whole project, high floor is like 40 story, and because it's a harmonized project, and with harmonization, they don't include aircon latch into a built-in area, therefore making the per square feet higher by about 5-6%. So by right, if you want to work back to the old calculation, the old testament, is to minus 5-6%, about 2,850 per square feet lah. Anyway, this year onwards, there's a lot of projects that is harmonization, so this will become the norm for high floor units. And I'm so interested to know which units are on the 3,000 per square feet mark. Okay, now let's check out the smallest unit type is the OnePlus Study. Check out this 36 floor unit is 1.555 million at 3,008 per square feet. Yes, it's a freaking high floor unit, but at 1 beta, 1.555 million, is it easy for you to exit at a good profit or not? At this price range, you can buy one size bigger unit type like this one that I found here. On the 6th floor, 2 bed 1 bath, 1.551 million, 2,620 per square feet. Then I'd rather you buy a bigger layout, 2 bed 1 bath, than a OnePlus Study. Because usually OnePlus Study performance is about 150k to 200k. For 2 bed 1 bath, should be 200 to 250k. Gross profits in 3 years lah. So the person who bought the OnePlus Study at a 3,000 per square feet lah, wow, your guts are metal ball leh. Let's move on. If you have bought, you have bought lah. Never mind lah. Now let's check out the 2 bed 1 bath at a 3,000 per square feet. Which floor can you get? 35th floor, 2 bed 1 bath, 1.778 million, 3,003 per square feet. Then what is the alternative? You can choose to buy one size bigger, which is the 2 bed 2 bath layout. At the same price, you can actually choose this unit that I found. The 11th floor, 2 bed 2 bath, 1.773 million, 2,745 per square feet. Isn't this more value for your money? And the chances of you making money is definitely higher than the smaller size at a high floor. I'll show you why you shouldn't buy high floor at this price, because you are supposed, don't share so much. We finish this one first, then I show you that one. For those people who bought the 2 bed 2 bath high floor, 3,000 per square feet, let's check out how much is it. On the 35th floor, they bought the 2 bed 2 bath, 1.939 million at 3,002 per square feet. If you have a chance, you can actually choose one size bigger. And this time, a lower floor 2 plus study at level 16, 2 plus study, 1.932 million, 2,760 per square feet. And usually 2 plus study makes about 300, good times 350, whereas your 2 bed 1 bath high floor, I think should be lower lah. This is a better choice and it's more value for your money, and the certainty of become a giant Huat Kueh is there ma. Then of course for those people who choose super high floor 2 plus study, 38th floor 2 plus study, 2.105 million, 3,007 per square feet. Then of course, it's better for you to choose the Huat size, which is the 3 bed 2 bath size. Not sure whether you can get it at 2.1 million. Level 2, 3 beta, 2.09 million at 2,459 per square feet. Or you can top up a bit to get a third or fifth floor, 2.14 to 2.18 million. Because the per square feet looks still alright for a 3 beta. And good performance for 3 beta 2 bath is about 400, 450. Definitely better than 2 plus study performance. In summary, per square feet is the key to your success. The key to opening and building your huat kuih with the right ingredient mah. So instead of you buying a small unit at a high per square feet, you should choose a lower floor bigger layout. Because now I'm going to show you the recent performance of this condo, which is also very high floor. They have just finished their 3 years, and let me show you their high floor performance. Ayo, Bumble, want to wish everyone Happy New Year. Okay, wish everyone huat huat, 快高长大, and 恭喜发财, 换啦,
换啦。<laughs>
Do you want to guess which project I'm using? Actually, I wanted to use Penrose, but Penrose is not like Ori 40 story type. So something alike, one of my favorite project called Kelvin. Kelvin, because every time you key Clavon in your handphone, it will auto-correct to Kelvin. So let's call this Kelvin. Clavon got 36, 37 levels. It's a 0-year-old project. So if you're going to buy new launch now, you don't use Kelvin performance as a benchmark because this is a COVID project. So whatever profits Kelvin makes, you just need to buffer down as the expected profit for your upcoming new launch. Again, it's upcoming good new launch because lousy one will remain lousy. Now I'm going to show you which floor makes more money, the low floor, mid floor, or if you choose the high floor and the high PSF, which one makes more money. Let's start with their smallest unit type, which is their 1 plus study. You can see it's sold recently. Their 527 is their 1 plus study. It's straight away here got answer already. You see level 3 made 173,000. Level 30, 129,000. You see, or maybe you say, oh, never mind. Maybe this is the odd one out. Never mind. I find more for you. 36 floor, 124. Compared to, you see, mid floor, 14 floor, 184. 12 floor, 170. Maybe you say, oh, this is the 1 plus study odd people transaction price. Okay, never mind. Let's look at the next layout. 2 bed, 1 bath. Let's use this. Okay, we go for high floor first. 31st floor, 187k. 27th floor, 228k. I see. Weird lah. Because it's always the entry price for the 27th floor is lower than the higher floor, which is fair during the launch. The higher one will always have the higher per square feet, ma. But doesn't mean you need to buy the highest, ma. You know, you get what I mean now. And you see, 4th floor, 228 leh. Then now let's talk about the number 4. In new launch, number 4, 4th floor, 14 is usually the one that is taken later on, because people will prefer other numbers. But you just need to understand, in the resale market, 4 is actually a neutral number. Even 0440 is still a neutral number. My elder sister bought a HDB flat, sales of balance flat, 0440. She also sold double. 0440 is too many 4s lah. Level 4 in the resale market is actually neutral. I see the 3rd floor, low floor, 254k. 8th floor, 255k. And I saw a winner for this 281 bath. The 6th floor, 287,000. Seller made 100,000 more than level 30, who made only 187,000. So you can see, doesn't mean high floor is the best. Low floor, mid floor make money, 4 also make money. Maybe some of you say, maybe it's just a weird transaction. Never mind, let's look for 2x2 bath. And there are so many 2x2s sold. And their size is 764 square feet. Now let me find the low floor first. Level 3 made 254k. Level 27, you see, 255k only. See, low floor, okay one. Because of the per square feet difference. And during exit, there's always a sweet spot for this kind of layout. You won't want to pay so much for this layout. You'd rather buy a bigger layout, even in the resale market. I saw this level 36, 261. Level 35, 251. Level 2 made 263. Best profit for this layout is level 9, 341k. Now let's go for the 3-bed 2-bath. Let me see. Okay, low floor, level 6, 452k. Level 8, 496k. Then for high floor, level 32, 477k. And level 36, 560k. Yeah, only this level 36 makes good money. The other one, 477k, you as well buy low floor, right? And the winner for making the most profit for 3-bed 2-bath is level 9. 569k, 567k, all because they bought at a low per square feet. So remember, it's always per square feet. Hey, I still got some time. I show you this one also very interesting, the 3-bed 3-bath and the high floor, level 26, 544, level 27, 546, and I saw a winner, level 5, 604. Interesting, right? So now you have learned per square feet is very important, but of course choosing the right property is the most important lah. There are other factors like same size but different layout and different facing. And I'm teaching all these differences in my today's program. If you are interested, you can click on the link below. Then of course, many of the people ask me what I teach. I teach you how to be what lah. Everything that you want to learn is in the webinar. So I hope that this video teach you some tips about choosing the right per square feet. And always remember to choose the next what property. See you in my next video.